Gordon. Okay. So at the end of Perikmem Tess, Baltani says the following things. Remember the last four lines. See, remember the entire concept that we were discussing here is that the tachlis of Tzimtzum is for our sake, and that we need to appreciate that and develop love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu based upon to put it in very crass terms, like based upon the Chilul Hashem that Hashem was willing to go through in order to allow us to have free choice. And because of that, we should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu a great deal. Now, the final words are as follows. V'zeu tachlis kavanas ha'adam. These are the last three lines in Perek Mem Tes. This is the ultimate goal of the intent of a person, ba'avedosa, in his service. Lahamshich arein tzayf, to draw into this world Hashem's infinite light. Baruch Hu lamata, here. Okay, that's the goal. Somebody says, what's the goal of Avedis Hashem? It's to draw Hashem's presence into this world. Synonymous with Tira B'tachtayim. Okay. But there is a caveat. Rakshitzarech tchila halos mayan nukvin. What's required first is the elevation of mayan nukvin, of the female waters. Limser thy nafshayimah oedikin al, to first give over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the person's entirety. So, what does that mean? Now we get to see the rest of the story. So go to Peliyoyetz, from authored by Zedra Motala of Onestipel, and he's going to help us understand what these words mean, halos mayanukvin, of generating the love through this elevation of these, whatever mayanukvin is, we'll see in a moment. And conveniently, we're in Chodesh Kislev already, so this is going to give us some insights into Hanukkah. The brothers, Yosef's brothers, went to graze their father's sheep in Shechem. Vayem Yisrael Yosef, and Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, your brothers, after all, are out shepherding in Shechem. Lecha, go ahead, Veshlechacha Aleihem, and I'm going to send you to them. Pirush Rashi says, this is the most amazing Rashi. Rashi says, Nakud al es. The Nakuda is on the word es. Es tsoinaviem, the sheep of your father. Meaning, comes to teach us, Shahalchu lirois es atzmo. They went to pasture themselves. That's a terribly negative thing to say. Meaning, their focus is not on their father's sheep. They really went to graze, to stuff themselves or something. It's a very, seems to have a negative, very negative connotation. Rashi did not make this up, as with most things in Rashi. This is a Bereshis Rabba. It's a Medrash in Bereshis Rabba. L'chare in a moment says, we're on the second, the left-hand column on page Kuf Yud Dalet. Leimer al shiftei ka, to say about the Shvatim, Shahochu liris is awesome. They went to pasture themselves. What kind of talking is that? We need to understand that which we say in the special insertion that we have for Chanukah. They cleansed the Migdash, and they kindled the lights in your Chatzar. So they cleansed the Migdash, they kindled lights in the Chatzar. Clearly, these are two different things that took place in the miracle of Chanukah. He nixiv. Pasuk says, "Ubahalois Aaron as aneres bein arba'im yakdirano." When Aaron uplifts the candles in the evening, he should bring the ketores. It doesn't say when he lights the candles. It says ubahalois, when he lifts up. What is that? Ubabaker nemar, yet when the commandment of kindling the menorah is mentioned with regard to the mitzvah of the morning, there it says behetiva yasaneris yaktirana, when he metiv hatovas haneris, actually means the cleaning, the preparing of the menorah, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Tzuriel, that the hatovas haneris is dafka bikoyin, whereas hadlaka, the actual kindling of the candles, does not have to take place by a kohen. That's correct, right? But the cleaning of the menorah, that has to be a kohen. Okay? So lavin shini aloshin, Sir Motel here is focusing on the distinction in language between bahalois, that in the evening it says to uplift, ubehetiva, and in the morning it says to be meitiv. The name is the literal translation of meitiv is from the source of the word tov, which means
good.
Goodness, right? Alder chavayda, we need to understand this. What does it say to us? Because none of us are actually lighting the neiros in the Beis Hamikdash. So what does it say to us? Here we go. Hinei mikor nishmas Yisrael, nikru b'shem menorah. We see that the source of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael are referred to by the term menorah. Umirumas be'inyan hadlokas ha-menorah. And therefore, we must understand that, as the Maranaim says so many times, and many of the Talmidei Baal Shem, that if a mitzvah is not relevant in its physical form, then we need to understand it in its spiritual form. And therefore, we need to understand what is this mitzvah to us today, for each of us individually. It is known from the holy books, Ashiyesh Pchinas Avodas Avoda, there is one concept which is called service of service. Pchinas Avodas Matana, there's another form of Avoda called the service of a gift. Two terms used, both of them are used in the Chumash, in Bamidbar, Avodas Avoda and Avodas Matana. What's the distinction? Says Ramatul B'chinas Avodas Avoda, you know what Avoda, which is an Avoda, and again, you could use the all of these words are fair translations, servitude, enslavement, right? Those are all forms of Avdus. Says Ramatul Hushemutal Ala Adam, when it says Avodas Avoda, an Avoda which is work, which is toil, that refers to that a person needs to be ma'irer es atzmai, that the person needs to arouse themselves b'sirus delasata, utilizing their own internal kaiches lizbainen b'mechshav toy, that a person must utilize their machshava, their thoughts kol chad v'chad from shiru delay, each of us at the level where we're at. So this is not a one-size-fits-all form of service. This requires that each of us, at the madrega that we're at, that we put in the work to contemplate the Ribbono Shel Olam and our relationship with Him. Ad she'yis'eirer bi'ahava v'tshuka, until we get deep enough within ourselves to awaken within ourselves a love and a thirst, lias cheftzev ritzaynai, to have a true will and desire, ladavka bayis baruch shemai, to want to connect to Hashem. That takes work. It doesn't come to us automatically. It doesn't come in a pill form. It requires, as we've been learning here, it requires thinking. It requires pondering. It requires research and understanding of what the Ribbono Shel Olam has done for us and does for us on an ongoing basis. V'alzeh ne'emar. About this, Shlomo HaMelech says, Lefi sichloi yuhulal ish. According to a person's own seichel, to their level, will the praise come forth from a person, shuhu arotzein, that what Shlaim HaMelech is referring to is the desire, hanoilid min adas v'zbeinus, which is the result of one's own contemplation. Nochem, you don't have a copy? Right behind you, there's a Peleoitz on the shelf, the blue one. No, go to the left. Go to the left. Right that shelf right there. Shehu haratzon hanoilid min adas v'zbeinus. This is ratzon, which is the result of das v'zbeinus. It's the result. This is totally counterintuitive, because what he's saying here is, most of us imagine that first you have a ratzon, first you have a desire, and then you think about it. He's saying here, no. We need to generate the ratzon. We have to create that. And the way to create it is, it's not going to happen. We're going to sit around waiting for inspiration like this. It isn't going to happen. We have to put in the work, and with whatever methods are available to us, we have to invest in that work. Therefore, says Ramotel, right after the little ayin, v'zenikra avodas avodah, this is called toil. Shetzorach l'zeyigiyos harbe. This takes a great deal of effort. Yigiyas nefesh v'yigiyas bosa, that's a Tanya language. It requires toil of soul, and it requires even physical toil. Why? Because one of the prerequisites is lizachech es chumroi, to cleanse our crass physicality, liyasmoich shalat al alev, to get to the point where our minds can rule over our emotions.
Are you sure this shtickle is in this
print? It might be in the Hanukkah pieces.
He has a copy. We have copies.
We have extra copies?
We have copies.
Oh, not that we have copies. Oh, that's what you were
saying. So, moyach. Shalat al alev, a fascinating concept, and that is that the intellect has the ability to rule over the emotions. She yispa'il bilavavai, that we have the capacity to have hispailus, another great Musar word. Hispailus is impact, that there's an emotional impact. The ahava, the yira, to love and to awe, by contemplating in our minds, begadlus habayu baruch hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last week, many of you probably heard this story, but in Buffalo, they got clobbered with 6 feet of snow. So, on one of the main news stations, they had a guy, they interviewed a guy, and he's telling that right in the midst of the storm, his wife went into labor. And there was absolutely no way of getting to the hospital. So he runs outside the house to try finding some help. And he sees that there's a fire truck pulling a car out of a ditch. And he runs over and says to the guy, look, I'm sorry, this looks very important, but my wife is about to give birth. I need some help. And the guy radios in and said, do you know what to do? In the meantime, the woman who's in the car overhears the conversation, and she says, I'm a labor and delivery nurse that was stuck in the ditch. So the reporter who's doing the interview says, can you believe that kind of luck? So the guy, the father, was clearly not Jewish, says, no, sir, this was not luck, this was orchestrated by God. And it just struck me like, you know, sometimes the Rebbe sends messages in from very strange places, right? So it's not luck. And if we were just to spend the time getting our thoughts together to contemplate the Nifloyes HaBeira that are on, they say in Yiddish, of Shrit and Trit, and every step, And in so many different places, the orchestrations that take place to get us where we need to get, to make the world come together. But it requires yigiyas nefesh, yigiyas bosa, because we're not accustomed. If the scene doesn't change every 3 seconds, we change the channel. And, you know, that's hard work, maintaining focus. So it's avodas avoda. That's a service that requires toil. Next paragraph. Vihine, but you must know, If we are willing to put in the work, that we toil to awaken within us our fire. Shenikra Eish Shel Hedyet. Magnificent. There's a mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash. Even though there was a fire that descended from heaven every single day, it was one of the 10 miracles that took place in the first Beis Hamikdash. Say Chazal, mitzvah lahavi min ahedyet. There's a mitzvah that the Kehanim have to bring the fire. We say it in Abayah of Masada, say the Merach HaMishmah, the Gemara, with the Abdav HaShol. They have to bring their own fire. You can't rely on the miracle from above. You first have to bring your fire, then the fire comes down from heaven. If we light our own fires below, then to the top of the page, Yizkeh L'Bchinas Eishol Gevoyah. Then we can hope and daven and pray that we will be gifted a fire from above. What does that look like? What does heavenly fire look like in our context? Liyos nishba alav mituv v'chesed elyon, that we can have poured down from above the goodness and the chesed lahagdil es ahava yaseh b'kifi koyche v'sichlei, that we'll be gifted love which is much more than what we've invested. We can have an understanding. Anybody who's ever been mechadish something in Chiddush HaTorah will tell you, if it's true Chiddush HaTorah, that the Chiddush was way above their kochos. That it's a gift from above. A person puts in the toil, and they're gifted from above. I was talking to a big mechadish recently. And he had to speak 8 days in a row, twice a day, you know, come up with this. I said to him, you know, have you been preparing? He says, it always comes the last second as a gift, as a matana from above. He says, as much as I try, it never comes together as the result, direct result of the toil. So that's what it means, an avoda, which is a gift. We all know that the moment that his eros hits, that we were not deserving of it, that it's more than what we have the capacity to generate. It's a matana from above. V'zeu inyan, here are the words that we're looking for, that the Baltani was addressing. V'zeu inyan hamshachas mayin duchrin. When we're talking about this avodas matana, this avoda which we're gifted, that's what the words mean of drawing the waters of the zachar, the mayin duchrin, that's the gift from above. Shebo mitzad alois mayin nukvin, that are the result of our efforts that we put in the what's referred to as the nikeva hisoyos misirusa delasata. So there's two forms of avoda. One of them is the work that we put in, which is called isrusa delasata, which is awakening, arousing from below, the work that we could put in to awaken within ourselves our own love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are synonyms, Isirusa Delasata and Mayin Nukvin, whereas that which we're gifted from above as the result of our work is called Mayin Duchrin, or in Isirusa Deliela, a gift that comes from above. Now we can understand why these two times of lighting the menorah, the Torah uses different language. When we're talking about the evening kindling of the menorah, we use the language of uplifting. That's talking about our effort that begins below and we're raising it above, meaning the work we need to put in. That's when we put forth the effort. That's Mayin Nukvin. Shua Inyan, that's the work of Isirusa Delasata, the awakening, the arousing that needs to take place from below. Shetzarich ha'adam ha'malubish ba'arvis. Interesting. Why is it beinu arbayim, says Ramatala? Why? What about the evening? He says evening refers to the fact that we're in the dark. It refers to our chashchus, the crass physicality, the natural darkness that we have as a result of the fact that most of us are human, hopefully. The chashchus, the darkness of our crass physicality. Liyageyas atzmai, it's beinu arbayim. What do we got to do when we recognize that we're crass physical people? We recognize that we got to put forth the work. Bigias basar, to toil in the flesh, meaning lezache chumre, to beat up on our chumrias, on our appetites. Ubigias nefesh, what does it mean? I love the way he defines these two terms because the Baal Tanya uses them throughout the Likutei Torah very often. Yigias basa and yigias nefesh. Toil of flesh, toil of soul. Toil of flesh is the confrontation with the body. Yigias basa, yigias nefesh is b'hizbeinenus, to contemplate, b'moicha v'sichle, to go through the really painful exercise of using our brains. Ad shiyispol b'levavay liyahavadir, until it results in emotional love and awe. As he said earlier, lefisichla yehulalish, according to each of our individual mindsets, will we have the power to praise. And again, it's going to be as individualized as is every unique human being. No two humans have the same intellectual capacity, and as a result, no two humans will have the same reaction as what it is that it's going to, what it is that will work to arouse that love and to arouse that fear. For every one person, the Rambam talks about going out in nature. The Stipler has a sefer where he talks about contemplate the wonders of the human body. Right? And other people are just able to look into the vastness of Torah. Everybody has a different trigger point that allows them to experience that avodas avoda. But what the result of that is uba boikar, right after the small ayin vav. But in the morning it says behetivai. Behetivai, he says, zem mayra abchinas hamshachas mayin duchrin. This is being able to draw from above the male waters, p'chinas avedis matana, that which we're gifted from above. P'chinas ruach mimoraim, this is drawing down a spirit from above. Shenishba mituvai v'chazde, which is drawn from Hashem's goodness and his chesed lahachis ruach shvalim, to give life force into the spirit of the downtrodden. P'chinas eshal gavoye, where he gifts us a fire from above. Lahagdil esrahava, that he gives us the gift of love, yesem kifisichli, even more than our intellectual capacity. Shein sechel al demagilas, and we know that strictly from the vantage point of intellect, we never would have arrived at this. It's a gift. It's a gift from above. The Svarim talk about the fact that Torah and Tefillah are really these two things. Tefillah is the exercise of generating our own passion and excitement through contemplating the Rebbeinu Shlomo's greatness, Pesukei Dezimra, Birchas Krishma. Torah, on the other hand, is taking the godly and bringing it down from above. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem is, so one of them is an exercise of lifting ourselves up, and the other one is the exercise of bringing our Kodesh Baruch Hu down. And that interchange, that interconnection between Torah and Tefillah is this. One of them is Avodas Avoda, the other one is Avodas Matana, the person is gifted the gift of Torah from above. And they talk about how a person who mixes the two too often ends up very confused, because the exercise is an opposite directional exercise. The avodah of tefillah is to lift ourselves up. The avodah of Torah is to bring God down. So they're very opposite forms of avodah. Okay, now you ready? This is very cool. Be'ev Shalaima, says her mother. She'al zeh moira lano nusuch shel birchas hadlaka. This shmooze that we just had about these two forms of exercise, the fact that we first need to generate our work from below, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us his gift from above, this very fact is alluded to in the nusuch shel birchas hadlaka, in the language which is used before we light Hanukkah candles. The first one is Lahadlik. We say a bracha that Hashem commands us to light. The second one is Shalsa Nisim Laviseinu, he who has performed these miracles for our forefathers. Says Ramalta, the Lahadlik, the first bracha of Lahadlik Meira, that speaks to Alpkinas Mayan Nukvin. That's to generate the waters from below. The fire that we need to bring, Shema Liv Nafshe, that we need to kindle our souls, Aideigias Nefesh Basar, by putting in the work. According to our Seichel, that's how we'll be able to praise. Usha Asa Nisim, the second bracha, is Shasa Nisim Lavisenu, he who performed the miracles. Nes, like we say in Shemen Esrei, V'san Nes L'kabetz Kol Yaseinu, is a banner. Nes Ulosh Narama means to uplift. Shemayra Abchinas Hamshachas Mayan Duchen. The second bracha is that which we're able to bring about from above. Shenisraimim, that we're uplifted, B'Avir Rabba, with an increased love. L'mayla Mesichle, something far beyond any work that we could have generated. Shubchinas Avedas Matana, this is the concept of the gift that we receive from above, which is Pchinas Eish Shal Gevaya, that's the fire that descends from above, Pchinas Ruach Memarim. So in the Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, you have these two forms of exercise. You have Lahadlik, which is our work, and Sha'asa Nisim, which is the Rebbeinu Shlom's response by uplifting us more than the work that we put in. And he says, continues to explain. These are the two steps that are mentioned in Al-Nisim. The first step is to cleanse the Migdash. Who is the Migdash? The Migdash is us. Like the Pasuk says, we are the chamber of Hashem. The first step is that we got to put in the work to cleanse our crassness, and to actually purify and clean up our thoughts. What a thought. B'yigiyas nefesh, b'yigiyas basar, by putting forth the toil, we all know very well that trying to clean up our thoughts is a lifelong exercise. It takes a full-time, full life. Liyas niklad b'moichai, so that we will allow to be absorbed in our minds, ayiz bainenos, that the contemplation can take hold. May yispal is kedulosi yisbarach, that we should actually be impressed and impacted by thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pchinas malchuscha, malchus kol elomim. Interesting, he doesn't reference here. This is, again, an obsession of the Baal Tanya and the Likutei Torah, this pasuk. The Rebbeinu Shlom's malchus is the malchus of all the elomis, and that human beings have a responsibility through this Dira B'Tachtonim to sanctify this world until we can arouse a thirst according to the level of our grasp and according to our level to have the desire to want to cleave to Hashem. That's our part. That's the first step is v'tiharus migdashecha. Go ahead and clean up your act. Speaking to each one of us. V'al yedei yisirusa delasata. by our putting forth the effort to clean up our act and putting forth the Mayan Nukvin, Yenishbam of the Milo, then we can hope that we will be gifted from above, Eshel Gavaya, fire from above, Pchinis Avedas Matana, the service which is a gift, Lehagia, the Pchinis Ahavarabba, to go, to be able to be deserve this immense gift of the love from above. This refers to the Eish Milamayla, to light the fires, B'chatzis Kodshecha, in Hashem's Chatzir. Now, so he now applied it to the brachas of Chanukah and to the two different levels mentioned in Alanis. Now we'll go back to the parsha of the week. Everybody knows from the holy books. It's Chaim, Torah Or. Asher Avedas HaShvatim Hayu B'Pchinas Halos Ma'anukvin. That the service of the other tribes was this Aveda of putting forth human industry. B'Pchinas Yosef, like his name suggests, a hosafa. What's a hosafa? Hosafa is additional, extra credit, right? That is who inyan amshachas mayim dochrin. Excuse me. That is drawing down the isurusa d'liyelo. The areishis, the beginning of the avodah is isurusa d'lisata. We got to start with the avodah the shvatim lo eres atzmai, that we got to put in the work to start to generate the or on our own. V'zeu v'yelchu echov lirois es tzoyin. The brothers went to graze, to pasture. Tzoyin is Rosh HaTevis of Tzirufei Oisius Nukudais. Tzoyin is an acronym for the combination of the letters and the vowels. Huh? Shu inyan avedas hashvatim. This is the service of the shvatim. B'chinas halos mayim nukvin. The elevation of these feminine forces. Liyageya es atzmai, to work ourselves through. Uladavik atzmai la'isis v'nikudis, to put in the work with the basics, with the letters, with the words, with the vowels, to do whatever we can do on the level that we can access it. We can access it on the basic level of, here are the words, here's the Torah, here's the tefillah. Say the words. Get into it to whatever degree we can get it. We can't arouse the awesome emotions of the tzaddikim. We can say the words. We can figure out the letters. That's tzayin. Okay? The point is, but the point is to be able to generate whatever love and awe we can generate utilizing whatever gifts we have. Okay, everybody's got their limits. We all have whatever we're gifted. It, for one person, it's a Pasuk of Chumash. For another person, it's a Perek of Mishnayos. And for somebody else, it's Kisvei Ari. Everybody's got their limit. And every one of us, no matter where we're at on that structure, is going to feel inadequate because the Torah is an Ein Sof, because Torah is infinite. When Torah is infinite, there's a place where we draw the line and we say we all recognize we're just scratching the surface. The Baal Shem HaKadosh brings, and the Maran brings from the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Torah Hashem Tamima, that the Torah of Hashem is complete, meaning nobody's touched it yet. Okay? But nobody's scratched the surface yet. But now this gives us a glimpse into what Rashi said. Rashi says, Liris is awesome. They went to pasture themselves, not, God forbid, in a bad way. That means, they went, the Shvata went to put in as much work as they possibly could to generate their own excitement. They went to pasture themselves, meaning they went to put in their own work. They went, how much can I do? How far can I reach? That's what I got. It. That's my service. But while you days a yizke adam b'chinas zocha chazday, as the pasuk says unto them, the esnishba adam b'chinas ruach Hashem mimarim, that we will be gifted the Ruach Hashem from above, which is the blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from heaven. So meaning, we put in our work to the, whatever degree we can reach, and then we can hope that the Rebbeinu Shalom gifts us more than what we've done. That's the critical component. Says, this is the clincher is magnificent. V'zeu haleachecho royim b'shchem. Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, your brothers are pasturing where? B'shchem. Sheila, please. Harashatevis Shchem is the acronym of Baruch Shem Kivayid Malchuse, actually in that order. Your brothers are pasturing in B'Shchem. Shemayr al Avedas HaShvatim. This speaks to the service of the Shvatim. What were they doing? B'Hizbeinunus, they were contemplating B'Gadlus V'Spashlus Malchuse Yizmach Shemay. The spreading, the incredible manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Where are they pasturing? B'Shchem. Where are they dabbling? They're busy with understanding where Malchus Shemayim is. Towards what goal? Achinis er b'tshuka. Until they awaken the internal yearning, l'fisichle, l'sunasai, each person according to their grasp. And then he finishes, Yaakov Avinu says, L'cha, go ahead, v'shalchacha aleim, I'm going to send you to them. What's that? That's the b'chin of Yosef. Meaning, once you put in the work, you're Raya B'Shchem, you're going ahead and you're putting in your work in Baruch Shem Kvayit Malchusei to contemplate Malchus Shemayim to whatever degree you can, the result is now you're gifted Yosef. Amshachas Mayim Duchrim Aleim. That's the gift of the waters of the masculine from above, the Esnishba B'chinas Ruach Hashem and Barim, to be gifted the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from above, which is B'chinas Avodas Matana. That's the gift, the gifted Avoda, the Avoda of Yosef. And that's why Chanukah always coincides with Parshas Vayeshev, because you have in Chanukah and in Vayeshev this fundamental understanding of we got to do ours, we got to reach as far as we can reach, and then we keep you mispalo that Rabbeinu Shalom should gift us and reward us with a hisafa, with an additional bracha from above. And that's what the Baal Tanya is concluding, that if we put in our work, is v'ahavtas Hashem alikecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol meidecha, as he said, to understand that we put in our work, then we can hope and pray that the words of Torah, which is the gift of that those brachas from Shemayim, will be gifted to us, as like the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Yagata umatzasa tamin. If you toil and you find, that you can believe. So all the Sfarim say, you don't find mitzias by looking for them. Only idiots stand out with one of those things on the beaches with, you know, looking for mitzias. Mitzias you happen upon. The understanding is Yagata, you put forth as much work as you can. And then we all understand that anything that we do grasp and we get is a gift from above. It's a mitzvah. That's the result of time, and that's the result of trusting and believing that if we put in our work, the Rebbeinu Shalom rewards us from above with the concept of Yosef.